Bill Rogers. He represents Brighton in District 66. Representative, how are you?
Very well. How about yourself,
Don? I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. I know that you were on the island last week for the Mackinac Conference, a policy conference. Tell us what you learned.
Well, the biggest thing is that the optimism has returned. I think a lot of people said that they truly appreciate that there has been movement through the legislature. We got the budgets done, the tax reform, and that people can at least see that we're trying to put things in a different direction and get Michigan fixed for the long term. And you could sense that with a lot of the businesses that were there that saying good, bad, or indifferent, because some are affected in different manners. But, hey, they were just excited that they can see a plan and they can move forward.
We had Kyle Malin on the program from the MERS newsletter, and we were talking about your teacher tenure bill. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a package. The particular bill that I have introduced is actually, which happens to be House Bill 4625, is the result of taking some feedback from my original introduction, in which, in its simplicity, I just said, let's repeal tenure. That got people finally talking. And so what this bill does now is actually, it forces us to put that a teacher has to earn tenure instead of automatically give it. We've changed the terms from, say, 4 to 5 years before you can get tenure, and you also have to have the last three consecutive evaluations have to be positive, effective, in order to get tenure.
How has this bill been received from teachers and groups like the MEA?
Well, from my first one, which, needless to say, the MEA, and most teachers, I think, that especially those that are effective, are pretty much unconcerned with this. A good teacher is always going to be a good teacher, just like a good employee doesn't usually worry too much about some of those things that go on, because they know that they're doing their job and are hence rewarded for it. So my first one probably went over, as I affectionately call it, like a lead balloon, because it was simply, let's just get rid of it. And this was more in regard to not just the MEA, but we have found that between the MEA, who will acknowledge that tenure needs to be fixed, and it's also in regard to superintendents and school boards who have kind of said, this is now too difficult, it's too costly, we can't get involved with this. So this is stepping it back up and saying, here's the system, everybody needs to do their job, and we need to keep the kids in mind, not trying to keep teachers that are totally ineffective.
How many teachers would this affect, and how much money could it save?
Well, specific, it's not a financial issue, and the specific numbers I honestly can't say, because what's happened over the years, as with a lot of bills and laws, that with time has changed and people have acclimated to it, a lot of the stuff that we heard was, again, it's too difficult, it's too time-consuming, it's too costly in legal fees, and I've never put personally a hard number to it, but with that, then I can say there's probably many folks that have not been put up for tenure review just because of that reason. And that's kind of a number that is just anecdotal.
From what you understand, do you believe that we need a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I think that the from talking to the ambassador folks, they will acknowledge with maintenance and everything that it may have be better as a backup. In regard to the new bridge, my understanding is that particular group is, if I said build it tomorrow, they could build it. And the process is a long process. I mean, we're not talking about just being able to build a bridge. It's going to take about 10 years. And I'm confident that the span there, if you start today, we could have it done in that kind of a time frame when we start booming again.
This morning I read that you support a new calculation which accurately accounts for students present in a school year. Talk about that.
Well, what it's a matter of just changing when we actually count. What's interesting is it had been weighted where you're picking up people from the prior year moving forward more so. It's a 75-25 split, and now we're going to 90-10. So we're actually counting the folks that are really in the classroom. It's in a sense we're saying we're not necessarily rewarding those that have left. And there's several items within our school aid budget that actually with declining enrollment and everything else, and we have to be cautious with that, but we have substantial declining enrollment throughout the state, and we basically are saying we're counting the real bodies and getting that money into the schools that actually have those kids in the seats.
Representative, it seems like there should be a more efficient way to find out how many students are in a school. I worked for 5 years in a district, and one of my jobs on count day was to go out and round up students who were either ill or who didn't attend class regularly, because, as you know, everybody means a lot of money, and it just seems the way we do it is so old and antiquated.
I have to say that it's quite embarrassing when you find out that there's iPod giveaways and free pizza and everything else if you just show up when you're supposed to show up to begin with, just so you can have that count and for the dollar. But what we've done is we will be having a education work group, bipartisan, through the summer, because we're going to be looking at things like this. It's time that we do change, bring it to the modern era. And actually, maybe per pupil funding is not necessarily the way to go. We will be looking at that and having a lot of testimony in regard to what are we really educating for, and then building a funding mechanism around that. And along with that, just dealing with these counts and the various things is how on earth with tight budgets, and then we're turning around and trying to, I hate to use the term, but bribe the kids just to show up so that you can count the dollar.
All right, before we let you go, where is your teacher tenure bill as we speak?
Second reading today. So it will be on the floor, the whole package, today. I anticipate clearing that hurdle, and we'll either vote on it today or tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Representative Bill Rogers, he's from the 66th District. That includes Brighton. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Tony.